Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 20th of May. We've got the best technology news that's happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we got to start off, even though we're a little late to the show, with Google I.O., giving you a little bit of highlights of what happened. Obviously, the biggest one, Android 12. Google did a lot of overhauling to Android 12, calling it the Material U design. Got a lot of color and customization on board the new Android version. What's probably even more important than that, a lot of new privacy features, including the new privacy dashboard. Now, currently only available in beta, as in a few days ago, and currently will only work with phones from 11 device makers. Other things unveiled, Google, Samsung teaming up, or shall we say even merging, really, for Wear OS. Of course, with the team up now, it should mean that apps will launch a lot faster, and hopefully a lot longer battery life as well. Another thing Google showed off was the Project Starline, which is actually using high-resolution cameras and depth sensors, so they can actually create a 3D real-time model of a person, to hopefully give you the feeling, or at least the illusion, that they're just sitting or standing right in front of you. Now, as far as back to the consumer side of things, Google Photos now includes a locked folder. Google added this feature so you can actually store photos that you don't even want anybody else seeing in a password-protected space on your phone, meaning that these photos won't appear when you're scrolling through the app. Unfortunately, you're going to have a Pixel device to take advantage of it currently. It will be launching there first, and apparently will be coming to other Android devices sometime later this year. All right, some highlights there from Google I.O. Now we head on over to AT&T saying, hey, looky there, let's go ahead and merge with Discovery. Yeah, the $43 billion deal happened while we were on hiatus for a couple of days. Of course, we have been hearing a bit of rumors about this for about the last 2 weeks or so. But it's finally happened. They're saying they're spinning off its Warner Media division and merging it completely with Discovery, meaning this will combine assets from HBO Max and, of course, Discovery Plus, which really means they're just trying to compete solely with Netflix and, of course, Disney Plus. Now, AT&T will own 71% of the new company, with Discovery actually holding 29%. Strangely enough, though, it looked like it was going to be NBC Universal at one point that was going to take advantage of this deal, but in the end, Discovery apparently won out. Probably a lot to do with the content that they currently have. Hey, UK listeners, get ready for an emergency alert system later this year. Taking a while, I know. Now, of course, with this alert system, government plans to send alerts only where there's a risk to life, either on a local or national level. And these could be lots of different emergencies. Of course, public health emergencies. Yep, still in one of those, yeah, since last year. Severe flooding, fires, and, of course, terror attacks. Public tests will actually start this month. And if all goes well, the system should be fully active across the UK by December of this year. And finally, how would you like to be able to control your Apple Watch without even touching it? Well, if you love that idea, it's going to come true for you. Apple has actually previewed this new accessibility feature, and from what we're hearing, it'll be coming soon. Now, how this will work is Apple Watch's gyroscope, the accelerometer, of course, and even the heart rate sensor will be able to detect differences in muscle movement and tendon activity. And then these movements will allow the user to navigate a cursor on the Apple Watch display just through a series of hand gestures. Now, this is called Assistive Touch on the Apple Watch, and will make it easier to answer incoming calls, control an on-screen motion pointer, access the notification center, and a whole lot more. Now, yeah, we said it's coming soon, so obviously it will be through an update. More than likely, it will be part of Watch OS 8. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Of course, you can find British Tech 2 on Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, or chat it up with our BTN community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of the family today. So head on over now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening.